今天早上，
So I took it off.
所以我脱掉了。
It's good to be back with you again today.
很高兴能够再回到我们的当中。
My wife and I just got back from our vacation.
我太太 Karen 她刚跟我从我度假回来。
The first part was in South Carolina visiting our children, three of whom live there.
我三个孩子呢住在南卡罗来纳州，所以我们先去看他们。
The second part was in North Carolina at a cabin in the mountains without our children.
第二个部分呢，我们到北卡的一个小木屋里面去居住。
We enjoyed both parts.
我们非常享受这段时光。
And when we were in the mountains, we actually did something we don't normally do on vacation.
当我们在山上的时候呢，我们事实上做了一件很特殊的事，我们平常不做的。
We rested.
我们休息了，
We had no agenda.
我们没有一个大纲，
We kind of looked at each other.
我们彼此对看着，
What are we supposed to do now?
我们现在该干嘛呢？
It was awesome.
Yeah, 那是很棒的时光。
We read, we slept.
我们读一些东西，然后我们
We
睡觉。
acted like old people.
我们就像老年人一样，
Because we kind of are.
因为我们就
At least
是。
that's how we look at ourselves.
Yeah, 我们享受我们的时光。
So it's good to be back with you.
很高兴跟大家在一块儿。
We only have one more daughter to graduate from college.
我们只剩一个女儿，她在大学毕业。
Lauren will be a sophomore at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
我们的女儿 Lauren 她会变成二年级，在 Carbondale 的一个学校里面。
So we'll move her in a couple of weeks.
所以在几个礼拜，我们还要把她搬到那边去。
And of course, my wife Karen is here. You can wave, honey.
我的太太凯伦在那儿，你们可以跟她挥手。
Other than Christ, my biggest blessing.
除了基督以外，这是我最大的福分。
She puts up with me.
她永远都忍耐着我。
And she says the same thing about me, but what I said is more true than what she says. So.
她也是同样说我，但是我觉得我说的比她更真实。
Off and on over the past several years, I've been making my way through the sanctification portion of the book of Romans, chapters 6, 7, and 8.
过去几年呢，我们断断续续的谈到罗马书中第六章、第七章、第八章关于成圣的部分。
Do we have these?
招待有发了那个。
You already have the study guides?
They do. Yeah. 学
Oh,
习
wow.
指南。
You guys were slick. I didn't even see you pass them out.
我都没
Are
看
they
到
in
他们发
English
了。
and Chinese or just Chinese?
Yes.
They're in
Just
English?
English.
Oh, okay.
No
All right, does anyone
translation.
need one? We got some extras?
任何需要吗？有人需要的请举手。
Anybody got? Do we have any extras? Okay, I've got two originals here, single-sided, if you need them for a copy machine.
我手上还有一份，如果你们需要的话，我可以给你们。再举一次手好吗？一
To
二
get an account.
三四。
All right, thank you for that.
谢谢
Appreciate
你们。
that. I'm glad I asked.
我很高兴我问了。
One of the blessings of raising children is you raise them to have them be on their own.
养儿女们一件很幸福的事就是将来他们会独立出来。
We love them.
我们很爱他们。
And I don't know if you have this term in Mandarin or not, but we are now empty nesters.
我们现在是
Do we have that term? Yeah. We like to say that we're 80% glad we're empty nesters.
我们现在是80%是空巢期。
Our neighbors are empty nesters too, right?
我们的邻居许晋远他们也是空巢期。
James and Nora, are you 80% glad or is it a different percentage?
你们是80% 吗？
About 80?
Okay,
他们说他们也是80%。So we love them, we miss them, but we're glad they're living their lives.
我们爱他们，我们想念他们，但是我们高兴他们自己过他们自己的生活。
But as I mentioned, this is a continuation of a series on progressive sanctification.
我们知道这是一连串的系列关于讲到成圣的过程。
The moment you were saved, you became, in the eyes of God, as righteous as Jesus Christ.
当你接受主受洗的那个时刻。 你就在神的眼中成为这成圣部分的一部分。
In your regular everyday life,
在你日常的生活当中,
are you as righteous as Jesus?
你像耶稣一样正直吗?
Give me one of these or one of these.
给我们一些答复吧。
Okay. I'm definitely giving you one of these.
我的答案是否定的。
So am I perfect or not?
我很完整吗? 完全吗? 或者没有?
Well, it's kind of a trick question.
这是一个很, 特殊的一个问题。
It's a yes and a no.
是或者不是?
Positionally, I'm perfect.
在地位来说, 我是完整。
Positionally.
在地位上来说。
Practically, I'm far from it.
但是以实际上来说，我还是没有达到。
So in a sense, I'm as righteous as I'm ever going to be. In another sense, I'm never going to be that righteous.
从某方面来说，我是一个正直的人，但是从某方面来说，我是永远不会达到那个正直。
In Romans, the book of Romans helps us with these concepts.
那罗马书呢，就特别提到这些的观念。
Chapters 1, 2, and 3 are about sin in the book of Romans.
在罗马书一二三章特别谈到的是罪。
In chapter 1, the very immoral are lost.
在第一章讲到的是一些不义的罪。
In chapter 2, the very moral are lost.
在第二章呢，讲到的是正义的罪。
In chapter 3, all are lost.
在第三章呢，讲到的是所有的人都犯了罪。
And I'm not on your study guide right now. I'm introducing until we get the extra study guides made. Okay? I hope we didn't have to run someplace to do that. Is there a copier here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
我现在要讲一些这个引言，因为我在等待这个copy能够做好。
Then in chapters 4 and 5, it's on the wonderful doctrine of justification.
第四章、第五章呢，就特别提到我们被称为义。
Declaring, God declaring us righteous.
神称我们为义。
In chapter 4, it says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
在第四章里面提到，亚伯拉罕他相信，他信就被称为义。
So that was, Abraham lived 500 years before Moses.
亚伯拉罕在摩西的500年前。
About the year 2000 BC.
在大概2000，主前2000年左右。
So Moses about 1500 BC.
所以摩西呢是大概在1300年左右。
So righteousness does not come through the law.
所以这个在被称为义呢，并不是从律法来的。
It comes by faith alone, through grace alone, in Christ alone.
它来自信心，来自恩典，来自基督。
What a blessing that is!
这是何等大的一个福分！
If you need those study guides, please raise your hands and she will get those to you.
你举手，如果你需要这些学习指南。
Anybody else?
还有人需要吗？
Another hand in the back there. Oh, and another hand here in the middle. Anybody else? Anyone? Yeah, anybody? I see another hand. Thank you for making this.
Thank you. 把它注意一下。
All right, thank you so much. I'm going to read. I'm continuing my walk through Romans up to where we are.
好，我们继续谈罗马书。
So chapters 4 and 5 talk about justification.
第四章、第五章罗马书谈到我们被称为义的部分。
It's a one-time event.
是发生在一个时候。
When you are saved, you are justified.
当你被拯救的时候呢，你就被称为义。
You're declared righteous.
你被神称为义。
And I'm making an assumption this morning.
我做一个假设。
I'm making an assumption that you're saved.
我假设你们每一个人都已经得救了。
So that's a question for you.
这事实上是对你们每一个人来说是一个问题。
Are you saved?
你本身是否得救了呢？
Have you turned from your sin and trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
你是否远离罪恶，然后朝向你的主耶稣基督？
If not, you need to be saved.
如果没有的话呢，你需要被拯救。
Another way Jesus put it in the Gospel of John is you must be born again.
就像在约翰福音里面说的说，你必须要重生。
If you'd like any help with that, I'd love to talk to you after the service.
如果你需要更加了解这一部分的话呢，我很高兴可以能够跟你再谈谈。
Or we'll set up another time.
或是任何时候都可以。
We're going to read what I think is the first slide past this one from Romans chapter 6. And I think I'm supposed to do that. Let's see if it works.By pressing that button right there. Oh,
yeah.
Maybe, did I do that or did you do that? You did that. Is this not working?
It should work.
It should?
It should work. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look, I just backed up. Yay. It's working. Thank you. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may increase? May it never be.How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Now it's not working again. All right, thank you. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God.
第九节，因为知道是基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的， 像神在基督耶稣里，却当看自己是活的。
The first point is one that we actually discussed. My goodness, it's been several years ago, actually. But you are greatly benefited through your union with Christ's death.
这第一点我们要谈的呢，是事实上在好几年前我们已经提过的，就是说借着与基督的死联合，你会多得益处。
And if you have a study guide, I believe that's the first blank on your study guide. You are greatly benefited.
在你们的学习指南上面的第一个问题呢，就是说你会多得益处。
What exactly does this union with Christ mean?
与基督联合到底是什么意思呢？
Michael Barrett writes, "The basic significance of this spiritual act is that it creates a vital, intimate union with the Savior himself. Although the mechanics of this union remain an inexplicable mystery to the finite mind, it is nonetheless a real union."
在麦克·巴雷特他怎么写到，他说这种精神行为的基本意义在于他与救主本人建立了一种活泼亲密的关系，借着这种结合的机制，尽管这种结合的机制对我们有限的头脑来说呢，仍是一个无法解释的谜，但它仍然是一个真正的结合。
The implications of this union boggle the mind, and it would be unbelievable if they were not the authoritative assertions of God himself.
这种结合着实令人难以信置，如果他们不是上帝本人的权威断言，那将是令人难以信置的。
The moment you were saved, something happened.
在我们被拯救的那一瞬间，某些事情发生。
A lot of things happened.
许多事情发生。
But one of them was that you became vitally connected or in union with Christ.
就在那个时候，你很活泼的与神连接在一起。
The scripture says that your old self was crucified.
经文里面讲到说，你的老我，你的旧人被钉十字架。
It says your body of sin was done away with.
你的罪身已被灭绝。
And what do we mean by the body of sin?
我们怎么说这个旧身罪身呢？
Three synonymous terms in scripture: old self, body of sin, and the flesh.
在这个经文里面讲到这个罪身呢，它有三个意思，一个就是我的旧我旧人，或是说是我们的罪身，或是说他们也谈到我们的肉体。
These terms refer to the body plunged into sinful practices and habits as a result of Adam's fall.
这些词语呢，它特别是指当亚当坠落堕落的时候，他身体陷入了罪恶的行为和习惯。
So you have the old man in Ephesians 4:22 and Colossians 3:9.
讲到老我呢，他是特别在这个以弗所书四章第二十二节。
The flesh in Galatians 5:16 and 17 and Romans 7:18.
讲到肉体呢，他是在加拉太书五章十六十七节，或是罗马书第七章十八节。
And body in Romans 6:6 and 1 Corinthians 9:7.
特别讲到我们的身体呢，它是在罗马书的第六章六节，或是哥林多前书第九章二十七节。
So I would encourage you to study those on your own.
我鼓励你们去自己去读它们。
What do we mean by might be done away with?
我们觉得说这个罪身灭绝的这个灭绝是什么意思呢？
As release by removal from a former sphere of control, there's your blank, free from or passively to be discharged from, to be free from.
他的意思就是说，脱离以前被控制的这个控制圈而获得释放。他也有摆脱、经过、被解除、被释放的意义。
You still have sin within. as a Christian.
当一个基督徒呢，我们仍然在我们的心中有罪的。
But you are no longer a slave to sin.
但是你却不再成为罪的奴仆。
Your spiritual freedom was secured.
你的属灵自由呢，得到了确据。
It says in verse 7, for he who has died is freed from sin.
在第七节，他讲到说，你已经得到了自由。
You're freed from sin's dominion, and you're free because of your justification.
你已经脱离了罪恶的辖制，由于你的被称义而又得到了自由。
We talked about this a few years ago, last time I was in this text.
我们在几年前谈到这个地方的时候。
And I don't remember much from yesterday, let alone a few years ago.
我昨天的事都记不太清楚，更不用讲几年前的事了。
So I wanted to go over that with you again.
所以我希望能够跟你再讲一次。
Paul's going to get into this conflict a lot more in chapter 7 of Romans.
事实上，在第七章，罗马书的第七章，保罗提到了更多。
He's going to talk about the good I want to do, I don't do.
他提到我要行的善呢，我却行不出来。
And the evil that I don't want to do, I do.
但是我却做我不想做的恶。
I find then the principle evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good.
我觉得基本上我们也是这样子，在我们的心中有这个罪，有这个恶，我们都会去做出来。
There will always be a war within.
在我们的心中永远的有一场征战在那儿。
But we can be growing in righteousness.
然后我们可以向着正义不断的成长，
That's called sanctification.
这就叫做慢慢的成圣。
And the reason I can grow is because of my union with Christ.
我能够慢慢的成长的原因呢，是因为我跟神，我跟基督已经联合了。
Which leads us to the second point. You are greatly benefited through your union with Christ's resurrection.
这就接连到第二点，我们与基督的联合，让我们多得益处。
You should be confident that you will live with him.
你应该很有把握，我们跟基督一起同活。
Look at Romans 6, verses 8 through 10.
我们看一下罗马书的第8到第10节。
Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Romans 6, 8 through 10.
在罗马书的第8到第10节，他说的，
On the screen, if that helps you.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的。像神在基督耶稣里，却当看自己是活的。
Now, verse 8 starts with. If.
在第8节里面，他从如果开始，
If we died with Christ.
如果我们与基督同死，
That could be translated with since we died with Christ.
它可以翻译成自从我们跟基督同死的时候。
Since we've died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him.
或者说，既然我们与基督同死，我们就信必与他同活。
What does that mean? What does it mean that we believe we shall live with him?
我们这是什么意思呢？就是说，我们如何来与基督同活呢？
And while it's true we'll live with him in heaven, this is talking about something else.
当然，在将来，我们会在天堂里与基督一块儿复活。
The life spoken of, The life spoken here spoken of is manifested here on earth by devotion to God and hereafter in the purity and blessedness of heaven.
这边我讲到的生命生活是在地球上我们借着对神的敬拜而彰显出来，此后在天堂的清纯和福分中，它也显现出来。
So yes, we will live with Christ in heaven.
是的，将来我们会与基督在天堂里面。
But it's more than that.
但是却不止于如此。It's
manifested here on earth by devotion to God.
在这个地球上，在这个世界上，我们可以借着我们对神的敬拜和他的奉献而彰显出来。We
believe we can live a God-centered kind of life here on this earth.
我们相信，我们在这个世界上，我们可以活出一个以神为中心的生活。We
can live differently.
我们可以活得不一样。
I used to have a pen holder in my office with this statement: "To make a difference, you have to be different. You can't change anything by adding more of the same."
我通常有一个，我们叫做笔筒，放在我的书桌上，上面写着说，你若要有所作为呢，你必须不一样。
Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men."
在马太福音5:13，他说：“你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。”
Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven."
在5:16，他也提到：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。”
Am I still a sinner?
我仍然是一个罪人吗？
Yes.
是的，我是。
Sadly, yes.
很可悲的，我是一个罪人。
But I can, I have the ability to live a life devoted to Jesus Christ.
可是我却有这个能力，能够将我的生命专注在神的身上。
Not perfect.
也许并不完整，完美。
Not in my actions and my everyday living.
在我每天的活动当中，生活当中。
In how I think, or what I say, or what I do.
我如何思想，我如何说话，如何做事。
But a life that's consistently lived for the Lord.
但是我是不断地为着我的主而活。
Paul says this is something about which you can be confident.
保罗说，对这些事我们应该觉得有信心。
He gives a couple of reasons for being confident of this righteous kind of living through using a couple of words.
保罗就用了几个字来描述我们对这样的生活应该是有信心的。
You should be confident because of the word believe.
你应该相信，你应该有信心，因为有这个字，相信这个字。
It's a present tense verb. This means we are constantly, continually believing that we will live with him.
这是一个现在式的字，所以呢，它告诉我们说，我们现在就不断的相信神。
Verse 9, Romans chapter 6.
在第六章第九节里面讲到的
gives us the second word.
给我们第二个字。
This is the word knowing.
这个字就是知道。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.
知道。 主耶稣已经他受死，他复活，然后他不再被成为罪的奴仆。English
has more than one word for, excuse me, Greek. Greek has more than one word for know, K-N-O-W.
在希腊文里面呢，他们对"知道"这个字，它有好几种不同的用法。
If you look at Romans 6:6,
如果我们看第六章第六节的时候，
It says knowing this.
他知道说我们知道这个事。
In verse 9,
在第九节，
It says knowing that Christ.
哦，他说我们知道这个耶稣，基督耶稣。
Same word in English, knowing.
同样的字在 English， 他用这个知道这个字。
Different words in Greek.
却在希腊文里面，他是用不一样的字。
From my perspective as an English speaker, Mandarin Chinese is very hard.
对我一个说英文的人来说，中文是非常的难的。
But I bet from your perspective, knowing English is very hard.
但从你们的角度来看，讲英文也是不容易。
Do I speak the truth?
我讲的是真的吗？
This kind of proves it right here, doesn't it?
我这里就证明了。
Knowing in verse 6 was a word meaning experiential knowledge, the word gnosko.
知道这个字在第六节里面，它讲到的是一种经验性的知识，经验上的知道。
But in verse 9, it's the word oida.
但是在第九节呢，它却用的是另外一个字。
Oida in verse 9 means I know with the connotation of absolute possessed knowledge.
这个字呢，它的意思是说是一种具有绝对并拥有性的一个知道。
So in verse 6, knowing from experience, in verse 9, knowing with completeness.
所以在第六节讲到的知道呢，是一个经验性上的知道。到第九节的知道呢，是一种绝对拥有性的一个知道。
So, verse 9, knowing with complete knowledge that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.
所以在第九节他讲到的是说，是因为我们确实有绝对的相信基督他他复活了之后呢，他不再成为罪的奴仆。
I can tell you with absolute certainty, Jesus Christ will never die again.
我可以非常有把握地告诉你，基督耶稣不会再死。
Have you ever read the book of Revelation?
你们读了启示录吗？
Give me one of these or one of these.
你们回答我是或是不是。
Okay, in chapter 1, it describes him in his magnificence and glory.
在启示录第一章讲到主耶稣他的伟大，他的荣耀。
He's never going to die again.
他永远不会再死。
And because he never is going to die again, and I'm connected to his death, mystically, mysteriously, I don't have to give in to sin.
由于他不会再死，所以我可以很奇妙的跟他的联合，然后我不会再犯罪。
But we also know with certainty that he rose from the dead.
但是我们也知道他从死里复活。
And because he rose from the dead, I have the ability in Christ to obey.
因为他从死里复活，所以我有这个能力，能够在主里面，我能够顺服他。
Certain things we're very confident about.
有某件事情我是非常的、非常的有信心的。
He will never die again.
他永远不会再死。
Death is no longer his master.
死亡绝对不会再是他的主人。
How long was death his master?
有多久的时间这个死亡是他的主人呢？
3 days.
3天。
Three nights.
3夜。
That's it.
就这段时间。
Death no longer is master over him.
死亡已经不再成为他的主人了。
He died to sin once for all.
他在罪里死了，一次死了。
Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12 says this, And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
在希伯来书第九章十二节讲到，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
I'm going to go off script just a little bit, Wynn.
Okay.
Our Roman Catholic friends, we love them, but they're very wrong on this.
我们在这个天主教的里面有一些很好的朋友, 但是他们对于这件事情上, 他们是错误的。
Anyone wearing a cross in here today, jewelry or a necklace or something?
Anybody? 有人身上戴着十字架吗?
My wife's wearing it. I should know this. Sorry.
Oh, 太太没有戴。
You know what she does not have on her cross?
她没有戴一个十字架。
There's not a crucified Savior on there.
他们觉得那就主耶稣不在上面。
Why?
为什么的?
He's no longer on the cross.
因为他已经不在十字架上了。
He died once for all.
他一次成全了死亡。
But our friends in the Roman Catholic Church are going to teach that his death is perpetuated.
但是在我们的天主教的朋友们是这么说，他们觉得他的死亡是永久的。
But when Jesus was on the cross, what did he cry out right before he died?
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他怎么说呢？
It is finished.
成了。
In Greek, it's tetelestai.
在希腊文，他说是telestai。
Perfect tense.
是一个完全式。
Point action in the past with continuing results.
在这个时候结束了，前面发生的事，为着永远的结果。
It's done, it's finished, it's over, it's not perpetuated, it's not continued, it's done.
结束了。
He died once for all.
他一次死，也是永远的死。
He continually lives to God.
他向神永远的活着。
Today. He continually lives to God today.
他今天仍然向神活着。
Romans 7:25 says this. Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
在第七章二十五节，希伯来书七章二十五节，他说：“凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。”
We serve a risen Savior.
我们所侍奉的是一个复活的主。
He is serving right now as our intercessor at the right hand of the Father. He's securing our salvation through his intercession.
我们所侍奉的主是一位复活的主，他现在正在神的右边，他为我们成为我们的中保。那我们就借着他，他在成为神的中保之后呢，就是来保证我们在神面前的救恩。
Get this.
Shall这个功课。
Christ is never going to die again.
基督永远不会再死。
Therefore, I don't have to live in sin again.
所以我不需要再活在罪中。
This is your union with Christ.
因为我们已经与基督联合了。
You see, the gospel of Jesus doesn't just save, it sanctifies.
在福音里面讲到，成圣。
My dwelling on, my thinking about Christ's death and remembering that is what's going to help me and motivate me to not continue in sin.
当我不断地思想到主为我们死，我们可以激励我们自己不再犯罪。
There is a direct connection to Christ not ever dying again and me not having to live in bondage to sin.
由于我们跟神有直接的一个关联，一个连接呢，就是说他不再死的连接，我们也不再成为罪的奴仆的一个连接。
Are there sins that tend to trip us up?
这个罪呢，常常会绊倒我们。
What the Bible says, sins that easily entangle us.
就像圣经上面所说的，罪常常会捆绑着我们。
Yes, there are.
是的，他们就是这样。
And mine might not be the same as yours.
我的根底的也许不一样,
Might be.
可能。
But there are sins that tend to trip us up, but we don't have to be tripped up every time.
这个罪呢，它常常会绊着我们的脚，但是我们不需要被它所绊倒。
So there's a direct connection to Christ not ever dying again and me not having to live in sin.
我们有直接与神的连结，就是他已经不再死，所以我们不需要再犯罪了。
There's also a direct connection to Christ rising again and my ability to live for God.
同样的，我们跟神有个直接的连结，基督他已经复活了，我们与他的复活有一个连结，我们就为着神而活。
My connection with Christ's death is in the negative. I don't have to sin.
我跟神的联合是一个负向的，因为我不需要再犯罪了。
My connection with Christ's resurrection is in the positive. I can do right.
当我与神的连结是在他复活上的连结的时候呢，这是一个正向的连结，我能够为着神而活，向着神而活。
And those are both very encouraging.
这两件事情都非常的鼓舞着我们。
So he wraps it up in verse 11.
所以到了第十一节，他做一个总结。
Must consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God.
你必须看单看自己，向着罪是死的，向着神是活的。
The word for consider is logizomai, where we get our word in English, logic.
当我们用的这个单看这个字呢，在希腊文里面，它用的是一个就我们所说逻辑，就是从这个字里面出来的。
It is an accounting term. It is also translated as impute, count, and reckon. It's a present tense command and is telling you and me, consider and keep on considering yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God.
这是一个，事实上是一个会计上的一个名词，它可以算，翻译成估算或是数一数计算。这是一个现在式的命令，告诉我们，我们当看，不停止的看。自己像罪是死的，而像神是活的。
Think and keep on thinking that you're no longer under sin's dominion, but are able to please God. You're alive to God.
看，不断的思想，你像罪已经是死的，你当像神是活的。
Because your union with Christ in his resurrection, his victory over sin and death ensures your ability to do right, to please God.
因为我们向罪的连啊，我们向神的连结，使我们能够做对的事情。
Before we drove over here today, I took a little walk down our street.
来，今天早上我来这边之前呢，我在我们的小区里面散步
，carrying my notes，
带着我的手稿
，reading and praying，
读一读呢，然后祷告。
And one of the things I prayed，
我祷告的一件事。
Was God help me to consider myself dead to sin, but alive to Christ?
就是祷告向神说，我对我自己，当看我自己像罪已经是死的了，但是像神，我却是活的。
And I spoke to myself and I said, "You're dead."
我对我自己说，你已经死了。
In fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 31, "I die." Daily.
事实上呢，保罗在彼得前哥林多前书十五章三十一节，他就是说，我在我主基督耶稣里。
In Matthew 16:24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, an instrument of death, and follow me."
在马太福音十六章二十四节，他说。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
I would encourage you to incorporate this type of language and thinking into your prayer life.
我鼓励你们把这样子的思想方式放在你每天的祷告里面。
God help me to count or consider myself dead to sin.
让神来帮助我们思想，我们像罪已经是死的了。
God help me to consider myself alive to God.
求神来帮助我们能够看见，我们像神是活的。
If you find yourself struggling in your life, it's probably at least partially due to lack of prayer about this.
也许你在发现你生活当中有许多的挣扎，那可能就是 你缺乏在你的祷告里面放下这样子的思想。
What does the book of James say? You do not have because you do not ask.
在这个雅各书里面说，你没有，你不，你得不到是因为你不求。
Well, it's part of the Lord's prayer. Lead me not, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The evil one, really, the devil.
在主导文里面，主耶稣也教导我们说
，It's part of the Lord's prayer.
在主导文里面教导说，带我们不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
We're sometimes uncomfortable with that prayer, lead us not into temptation.
有的时候我们会对这段有一些疑问，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Is God going to lead me into temptation?
神要带领我们进入试探里面吗？
Well, it depends on what you mean.
那你看你怎么来定义它。
James chapter 1 says God does not tempt anyone. He can't be tempted by evil and he doesn't tempt anyone.
在James chapter 在雅各书第一章他说，这神不试探人，你被试探的话是被恶所试探。
But God is in control of all of my life and he's in sovereign control, so I'm asking him to lead me not into temptation and his sovereignty direct me away from the path of sin.
所以因为神是大能的神，所以我要求神不带我进入试探里面，就离开这个试探。
Psalm 119:9-11. Could you put that up on the screen? Psalm 119,
诗篇
9-11。
十九篇。
It's a big chapter. Biggest chapter in all the Bible. 176 verses, 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and 8 verses per 22. 22 times 8, 176.
诗篇。
You don't have to do all that if you don't want to. Psalm 119:9-11. Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇是诗篇里面最长的一篇。
There we go. Starting with verse 9.
第九节。
There we go. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word.
少年人如何洁净他的行动呢？是要遵行他的话，你的话。
I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands.
我一心寻求了你，求你不叫我偏离你的命令。
I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Now go back to verse 10.
回到第十节。
See the prayer?
这是我们的祷告。
Do not let me stray from your commands.
求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
Pray that.
为这个祷告。
That's just like lead us not into temptation.
就好像主导文里面说的，叫我们脱离试探。
But deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
I would encourage you to look in the mirror.
我鼓励你们在镜子里面看看你们自己。
And you say your name, I'll say mine. Scott, you're dead.
你看着里面，你说刘文景，你已经死了。
Did you use yours?
Yeah, I used mine.
Amen. I die daily.
我每天都死了。
When you find yourself frustrated with someone close to you, like a spouse or a friend,
当你对你的妻子或是你的朋友觉得很失望、很无措的时候，
take a moment,
找一个时刻，
pray,
祷告，
God help me to remember I'm dead to sin but alive to God.
求神让我能够记得我对罪已经死了。
Help me, Lord.
求主帮助我们。
You don't have to pray out loud. You can.
你不需要很大声的祷告，但是你也可以这么做。
But pray.
但是祷告。
In what area of your life do you need to count to consider yourself to be dead to sin but alive to God?
你可以思想一下，在你自己的生活中，在某一方面，你需要面对说，我在这一方面已经是死了。
How about worry?
你觉得忧虑吗？
What's going to happen?
什么事会发生呢？
What's going to happen tomorrow?
明天要发生什么样的事呢？
What's going to happen in November with the U.S. election?
到了11月份选举的时候，这美国会呈现什么样的状况呢？
What's going to happen at my job?
我的工作会如何呢？
What's going to happen with my children?
哎呀，我的孩子们会如何呢？
Some of you are so good at worry, you could get a gold medal.
有些人，你非常擅长忧虑，你甚至可以得到金牌奖。
Worry is a sin.
事实上，忧虑是一种罪。
Don't act like an orphan.
不要像一个孤儿一样。
You have a heavenly father who loves you.
你有个天上的父亲，爱你的父亲。
And this is all possible because your union with Christ.
这些都是可能的，因为你已经与主联合了。
I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与主一起被钉十字架。
I was buried with Christ.
我与主一起被埋葬。
I was raised with Christ.
我与基督一同复活了。
I'm seated in the heavenlies with Christ.
我在天堂里与主一起同坐。
He said, No, I'm seated on a padded chair at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church.
你说没有，我现在坐在这个 Peoria 的教会里面。
I don't mean physically.
我并不找到你们的肉身。
I mean spiritually.
我是讲到你们的灵里。
This is what it is to be in Christ.
在灵里面与主相在同在。
Because Christ died only once and he's never going to die again, you don't have to continue in sin.
因为主他已经死了，一次死了，我们就不需要再犯罪了。
Because you were raised with him, because Christ raised from the dead, you can live for him.
因为他已经复活了，他已经永远的复活，所以我们可以与主同活。
Count, consider yourself to be dead to sin, alive to God through Christ.
当看你自己对罪已经死了，当向神是活的。
I've known these truths for a long time.
我知道这样子的事实已经很久了。
I preached them for a long time.
我在这个讲道的时候也常常提到这样子的事。
You know what happens?
你知道怎么了吗？
I still fail.
我仍然失败了。
I don't have to.
我不需要失败的。
I have the ability to do right.
我有这个做对的事情的能力。哎呀。
I'm not sure we needed that last one, brother.
I just repeat it.
It is maddening and saddening that we still fail the Lord.
那是一件很难过的事情，我们仍然失败了。
And in this life, that will be true, but we don't have to. We don't have to.
在这个世界上，在这个生命里面，我们还是会失败，但是我们不需要失败。
Because of your union with Christ.
因为我们已经与基督联合。
Because of that intimate, vital, mysterious connection.
因为那活泼而且神秘的联合。
You don't have to sin and you can do right.
我们不需要再犯罪，我们可以做对的事情。
I'm connected with his death and I'm connected with his resurrection.
我们与他的死联合，我们与他的复活联合。
I don't have to sin and I can do right.
我不需要再犯罪，我可以做讨神喜悦的事。
This is our union with Christ.
这是与主的联合。
Our wonderful union with Christ has many benefits, one of which is the fact we can and must become more holy.
我们与基督有大有益处，与基督联合大有益处。其中的一件事就是我们能够成为更加的圣洁。
Let's stand for prayer.
我们一起起立，我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
You know me.
你了解我。
You know every person in this room.
你知道我们这个房间里面的每一个人。
You know every person watching this recording.
你知道每一个看这个录影的人。
You know, when we sit down and when we get up.
你知道我们坐下或起立,
you know, every thought in our mind.
你知道我们心里所想的每一件事,
before we even say a word, Lord, you know it.
即使在我们还没说以前, 你就已经知道了,
we can't fool you.
我们没有办法欺骗你,
you know what we did this morning.
你知道我们今天早上做了什么,
you know what we did last night.
你也知道我们昨天晚上做了什么,
you know us.
你知道我们,
help us.
帮助我们,
to please you.
来讨你的喜悦,
help us to consider ourselves dead to sin.
帮助我们看我们自己对罪是死了的,
because Christ is never going to die again.
因为基督永远不再死,
help us to consider ourselves alive to you.
帮助我们能够看我们自己是像神是活的,
because Christ is raised from the dead.
因为基督已经复活了,
lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们, 救我们脱离试探,
but deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离凶恶,
do not let us wander from your commandments.
让我们不要离开你自己的诫命,
I pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们在耶稣里面祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.